In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Gospel truly sets the tone for us in for the coming Holy Week. We see that Jesus had just performed a great miracle before this Gospel. He had raised Lazarus from the dead, and many went and saw this miracle and began to believe in him. And yet, because of this, the Jews, the Sanhedrin, and the Pharisees convene, and they seek to put Jesus to death, first and foremost out of envy and out of hatred for Jesus, and then using that because of all this that the Romans will come to take away their land and their nation. We recognize in this above all why Jesus was truly went to the cross was for our sins, that it is sin that truly brought Jesus to die on the cross. And in this we see his great love. While he was with the Jewish people, he only sought to bring them teaching. He brought them healing. He worked miracles. He sought to instruct them. And yet, in all his goodness, they sought only to kill him and to put him to death out of their envy for him and their jealousy. But we recognize that it was truly the sins of the world that brought Jesus to die on the cross. All of us contributed in this. All of us contributed in our Lord's suffering and passion. And so in the coming week, we should truly reflect upon the evil of sin, the evil which brought our Lord in his great love to die on the cross for each of us, so that we might have that happiness of eternal life, so that we might share in that inheritance that he won for us in his suffering and death. And in this we recognize that heaven is not cheap. Heaven cost our Lord and Savior immense suffering for love of us, so that heaven would be open to us and that the penalty of sin would be paid by his most precious blood. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday, and we begin what is for the church the most holy time of the year, Holy Week, a very sacred time. And we should truly make this week different from all the other weeks of the year. We should truly set forth in our hearts, our minds, and in our actions that this week is different, and really try to make it a Holy Week by allowing ourselves more time for prayer, reflection, and trying to truly shut out the distractions all around us of the world, of television and the internet and so forth, that we truly make this a Holy Week in which we reflect upon the immense love of our Lord, the immense love of our Lady, who shared in his suffering in a unique way, and that it is for our sins that our Lord endured all this, so that we would be redeemed and that heaven would be open for us. May Our Lady truly grant us the grace to make the coming week a Holy Week, and we see really in our hearts the evil of sin, and make a firm amendment to turn away from sin, to confess our sins, and to truly sin no more, that we might truly be renewed in this Holy Week, in our love for Christ, in our desire to be faithful to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.